"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All the neighborhoods around the Brentwood Country Club are on lockdown.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
This is hours ago the mountain lion was seen.
He's still loose. In fact, there's a big school right across the street from the Brentwood Country Club, and they think the lion is loose running around the golf course. And then across the street is a school that runs almost a block long.
And now we're hearing that they tranquilized.
Oh, did they get him?
Yeah, so they're waiting for... They're waiting for the animal to fall asleep. That's according to the news department in my ear just now.
Yeah, I saw just a TV report on Channel 7 Live. And I guess they caught him inside the golf course.
Yeah. Yes. They caught him inside the golf course, tranquilized the animal. Yeah. The animal was in a tree. So they're waiting for the animal to fall asleep.
And then they're going to
fall
out
of the tree and then die.
Well, let's not. Oh.
What do you mean it's in a tree? Tranquilized in a tree?
I don't know. That's what I'm being told.
I guess it climbed a tree. And so they were able to get a good look and take a shot at it.
But Ken has a good point. I hope it doesn't fall. You know, snoring away and.
Well, yeah. Have to put down the mattress.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like that guy for the chase the other day.
Right.
Yeah, save just in case.
Problem solved.
What do mountain lions taste like?
No, but who eats mountain lions?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Probably, aren't they protected, though?
Yeah, probably, sure. But I just, you know.
Yeah, like people care about that.
If he does fall out of the tree, you'd hate to have it go to waste.
Well, they only usually just get run over by cars. That's their general demise.
You want to feed the hungry, don't you?
Of course we do. John and Ken.
Recycling.
And about 15 minutes, the keyword for some inflation bonus money is coming your way. Stand by for that word and the instructions that follow. It came to our attention that LA Magazine, which I don't read and I didn't know still existed, did Eric Garcetti's exit interview by Mayor Roshan. In his last major interview from City Hall, LA's mayor gets candid on crime, race, the city council scandal, and the highs and lows of his 9-year tenure. Like we said, it is mostly a tongue bath. At the beginning, peel back the veils of time and return with us to that giddy, carefree era known as 2013. Obama was in the White House. Geraldo Rivera was posting topless selfies. Was he?
What a weird opening to the paragraph.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were getting engaged while Bruce and Kris Jenner were getting divorced. Everybody else was playing Candy Crush.
Everybody?
And in front of City Hall, 42-year-old Eric Garcetti was being sworn in as Los Angeles' new mayor, the youngest in a century. Then it goes on to say, fast forward a decade, and here's Garcetti, now a boyish 51, comfortably installed in a chair in his City Hall office, ready for a freewheeling 2-hour evaluation of his legacy and his tumultuous career. What's weird about this is the next sentence. Before we begin, he shows me a clock gifted to him by a friend that counts down the hours, minutes, and milliseconds until his mayoralty draws to a close. by the way, for the record, and this is not in the article, I'm telling people this, December 11th is the day we get rid of this clown, finally. Why I brought that up is because later on in the interview, he's basically asked, are you anxious to leave, considering all that's going on? And, oh, no, no, I'm very well-centered here, you know, I'm glad to be here, but maybe glad to go to...
This
is why I call him one of the biggest fakes I have ever seen in my life. And it's clear just from reading these words, he is a phony and a liar.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, he gives these lengthy, bloated, not answers to most everything, and much of them filled with lies.
You know he is worked up to the hilt about getting this ambassadorship, because if he leaves office in December and there's nothing, the shame and embarrassment he's going to feel, because that's how he is.
He's got mommy and daddy hiring a lobbyist.
Yeah, they've spent the big bucks on trying to, by the way, I don't think he has any chance, because we're about to have an election. The Senate may turn over to the Republicans.
Oh, then he's definitely dead.
If it does, there's no way they're going to bother with his nomination.
But it's been out there for a year and a half.
Has it been that? Was it July of 2021?
Yes, of 2021.
Oh, my God. I forgot that.
Yeah. So, a year and a half, he's sitting there waiting for the phone to ring. And if they don't say yes in a year and a half, they're never saying yes. It's because the story of him and Rick Jacobs is really gross and creepy. It makes people feel uncomfortable. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. By the way, this mayor, Roshan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm going through just this first page, which is six paragraphs, and I don't see anything about the homeless.
It gets there, but that's all about, because it's the hottest news. It's all about the City Hall racial council scandal.
Except... the most important thing to all the voters is the homeless situation. 94% of the public considers it a serious or very serious issue. 94%. And instead, the issues he lists are racial unrest, sex scandals, brawls with the police union and Black Lives Matter activists, the once-in-a-century pandemic that shut down the city. Nothing about homeless, nothing about all the vicious, horrible crimes, some of which came from the homeless. This guy, Roshan, is just as delusional as Garcetti.
Well, here's the backdoor pathetic question he asked along those lines. To borrow the old Reagan question, do you think the city is safer and more habitable now than it was when you got here? So that's kind of the question you're wondering?
Well, that's a non-question.
Oh, and of course it's a softball, because the answer was, oh, in some ways, no, and in some ways, absolutely. But I think the honest answer for all of us is this. It's tougher to buy a home. Wow. That's Garcetti's answer. And by the way, when he's asked about that in the homeless issue, he just says, it's all about housing, which it's not.
No, it's not. It's about an influx of drug addicts and mental patients coming from the other 49 states and landing here because we're one of those cities that has an anything goes. There's no rules. There's no laws enforced. No behavior is too aberrant for Los Angeles.
He's asked, according to polls, a sizable majority of Angelenos are not feeling very happy about the city and where it's going. Why do you think that is? Could you have done something? You know what he did? He blamed the pandemic. Oh, we're coming off of trauma. The state didn't touch a lot of stuff during the pandemic, so the city got very dirty.
Wait.
The homelessness crisis continues.
The city got dirty because the state didn't do much.
That's how we put it, yes.
It's the city's responsibility to clean the city. The state doesn't clean the city.
We have a sanitation department. That should be their job, to certainly clean up the garbage.
And nobody in the sanitation department was in danger of COVID by cleaning up garbage.
He now thinks the homelessness curve is finally flattened.
It has not.
My diagnosis is housing.
He's an insane person.
That's what I said.
You know, he's very frustrating to... I can't imagine how frustrating he is if you're a real journalist. I don't know who this Maya Roshan is, but this article is an abortion.
Well, the next question brings up a guest we had on the show. Remember Sam Kanonis, who wrote a long story for LA Magazine? He was on our show like a month ago.
Yeah, the whole history
about the homeless problem and how what LA is doing is being copied around the country with its failed policy of housing first. So we asked them, the homeless crisis is not just a housing problem. It reflects a growing drug problem. He concluded that simply supplying housing to people without addressing the broader issues is doomed to failure. Well, the yoga pants answer is, I've had this conversation 1,000 times. It is drugs and mental health, or is it a lack of housing? Well, it's both. Right. But that's not how you've treated it.
It's not both, because if you're not insane and on drugs, then you go get a job and you rent an apartment somewhere you could afford it. You don't ask the government to build you an apartment. Nobody does that. Do you know anyone in your whole life that ever went to the government and said, build me a home? Nobody does that. Drug addicts and mental patients do that. They feel like they're entitled. Well, the city ought to provide some housing for me. No. No city does that anywhere in the world. You have to go work. He's crazy. He's as nutty as the people who live in the streets.
When we come back, another part of the interview that drives you crazy, we'll play it, or we'll talk about it, and we'll play a piece of audio from 2020 along the lines of his denial in this interview. This is Mayor Eric Garcetti, Yoga Pants we call him, his exit interview with LA Magazine. Right when we come back, though, will be a chance for some money. The inflation bonus cash money is up for grabs with the keyword that you need to possibly win. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so we've been looking at this exit interview that was conducted by Los Angeles Magazine with Yoga Pants, Mayor Eric Garcetti. It is a bundle of crap. It really is. They let him just spout on about his legacy and the difficulties with the job and getting through the pandemic. And, of course, they asked him about the City Hall scandal. But the part we want to focus on now takes us back to 2020. Remember what was going on back in 2020 with, of course, the defund the police movement after the death of George Floyd? And they started chasing after Garcetti because, you know, we let the insanes kind of run the asylum here, mm-hmm. where they decided that L.A. is just as responsible for killing people as any other police department, and you've got to defund the police, and they chased down officials and marched in the streets, and the police chief was taking a knee, and Garcetti was taking a knee.
Yeah.
So they were all doing what politicians do, right? They were pandering.
Well, you know, it was really awful because, as you know, the Fairfax District, filled with 88 businesses that burned to the ground, many of them Jewish businesses, and I'm surprised that wasn't jumped on as a point of attack, because that was a lot of Jewish-owned businesses that burned. And you wonder if that was by design or not. And Garcetti, you turn on the TV, and you want to see the mayor and the police chief commiserating with the business owners and protecting the business owners, right? And fighting off the hordes that were destroying and burning the buildings. And instead, I see the two of them on their knees in some kind of religious genuflection towards with the protesters, this new cult that suddenly sprung up. It was very sick.
So he ends up at the First AME Church to talk about the whole defund the police, Black Lives Matter movement, and all of that. And he made a statement, a comment, as part of his speech there. And the LAPD union, the Police Protective League, went crazy over it because we have a small clip of part of what he said.
It starts someplace, and we say we are going to be who we want to be, or we're going to continue being the killers that we are.
So that was interpreted to mean he's talking about the police.
Now, right.
He's explaining in this article, no, I was just talking about all of us collectively.
He's lying because the whole protest was about the police killing George Floyd. Garcetti and Michael Moore were on their knees to show their penance for all the terrible things that the police had done to Black citizens.
Right.
So killers means the police. And you heard that edge in his voice. He didn't mean all of us, because all of us didn't kill anybody.
No, and the context of this is that the police officer in Minneapolis did kill a Black man.
100% of the story was police officers killing a Black man. That was it.
That's the context. So to say we're going to continue to be the killers that we are, he's referring to the police. It may not just be LAPD. It must be all police.
Well, he was kneeling here in Los Angeles, the mayor of Los Angeles. As far as I'm concerned, he was talking about LAPD cops, and all the cops knew it. And Garcetti knows it too. But it was one of those things that stuck to him. So now he's till his dying day, he's going to lie and say no. Because no one's going to believe his apology anyway. Because that's what he meant to say. Because that's how he feels. He does look at the police as killers. He does.
He's a panderer. I don't think he has any real convictions, John. I don't think he does. I think he's just looking for the next step up the ladder and says what he needs to say at the moment. You talk to him today and he'd be like, yeah, we probably need more police. The crime has ticked up a bit.
He cut $150 million out of the budget. Police retirements went crazy. The number of people in the recruitment classes now are getting close to zero. I think Rick Caruso said the last recruitment class was about 23 people. So he's really destroyed the police department. He does not allow the police to do their jobs, which is why you have 40,000 crazy people running around committing all kinds of crimes right up to murder. I can't imagine a bigger disaster as mayor. I really can't. I can't think of a mayor that was a bigger disaster in my life.
So here comes another great part of the interview. It's about this former top aide he had named Rick Jacobs and the whole sexual harassment controversy. We find out that Garcetti himself is a survivor of sex harassment.
Boy, I don't want to hear that story.
Yes, I testified in Congress in my position as president of the National Student Coalition Against Harassment for the First Violence Against Women Act. Who harassed you? I'd rather not talk about that. But it led me to the work that I did.
First of all, I don't believe it.
You don't believe that?
Oh, it's another pander, yeah. Second of all, since he's trying to help women who are being harassed, I'm assuming it wasn't a woman who harassed him, but maybe a man? One of his teachers?
I don't know.
Coach?
He was younger then, it's clear, right?
Because
it was his first time ever in Congress, as before he probably even got into politics.
So he was one of these annoying high school kids who went to Congress to testify about some social issue?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know what year he did that, whether it was high school or college. Or
even if he did that.
So he also says about the Rick Jacobs things, kind of like, well, there's an assumption in your question that all the things he's been accused of actually happened. You see, we still have this, putting up the wall, that all these people that have told their stories of being sexually harassed by Rick Jacobs may be making it up or exaggerating. He's still running that line. And then, you know, he's asked, well, you don't talk to Rick Jacobs anymore. We haven't talked since November of 2020. Well, why is that if you didn't do anything? Well, we're going to be in a court case. It's legal advice. We shouldn't have those conversations. But you two were seated across from each other on a plane recently. Well, the flight didn't last very long. Wow. And again, he repeats the story that he never witnessed nor heard about any of this stuff, which is also laughably unbelievable.
Well, because they don't want to be...
It was everywhere in that city hall mayor's office.
They lie. So
everybody knew what Jacobs was about.
Yes, and there's a reason he lies. He doesn't want to be publicly culpable. It'll destroy what's left of his career. Jacobs isn't going to admit to it because he's going to have to pay a huge settlement in a lawsuit if he's found liable. Yeah. I mean, Garcetti's getting sued too. So they're all liable. They're not going to admit anything ever. You know, if they're found liable, they're going to appeal it. And then they'll appeal it again. And then they'll deny it again.
Oh, my God. He even is asked about, well, you worked on the Biden for President campaign. And when Biden became president, everybody thought you'd get a plum cabinet position. You didn't. Well, I didn't want to leave the city during the pandemic. People were dying. That's when the appointment would have happened if I moved forward. I didn't work for Biden to get a new job. I have a great job here.
No. The Senate refuses to take up a vote.
No, he's talking about before that. He's talking about, remember Buttigieg got Secretary of Transportation and
Garcetti
didn't? That was the first miss.
He's lying.
The India thing came later, and that was just a bone to make him feel like he's not completely forgotten.
Because he's a goof. Because even Biden, in his addled state, realizes Garcetti is not... Can you imagine not being cabinet material in the Biden administration? Think about the clowns in the Biden administration, and Garcetti wasn't good enough for that crew.
Oh, my God, listen to this one. It must irk you that your nomination's been held up. Oh, no, at this point, it's been a gift. This is what I mean by a chronic liar. Things that I never would have been here for, like the opening of the Sixth Street Bridge and the Crenshaw Line. But this is what chronic liars do. They will rationalize anything and everything and spin anything and everything.
And how many times did he mention the Olympics as being his great achievement? And there isn't a soul who cares.
Who cares? What happens if you don't get the ambassadorship? I'm optimistic. I think it'll happen. I'm a grounded and happy individual. That's the opposite of that.
Keep telling yourself
you
that.
You are about to explode. I have this big feeling that something big is going to happen with this man.
Something's ticking.
That's right. It's the ticking time bomb. And then in the end, he doesn't really endorse Bass or Caruso. Not that I care, but he just says good things about both of them.
Is either one asking for his endorsement?
Yeah, that might be the case. They don't really care. All right, more coming up.
John
and Ken. KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
In New York, some guy hijacked a bus with 25 passengers in it.
Oh, no.
He was sitting behind the bus driver. The driver opens the door and lets the passengers go. They all run out. And then he drives another mile. And then the driver jumps out a window and lets the bus keep going down the road with only the hijacker inside. And the thing crashes into a utility pole. There you go.
Just another day in crazy land.
I know. Crazy guy comes on a bus. Man. Oh, and one more thing. So we were talking about the writer who gave Garcetti a tongue bath in the L.A. magazine.
Meyer
Roshan. He's the editor-in-chief of the magazine. He's been magazines all his life. He started Radar Magazine, the gossip site, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of his original big investors? Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, gee. Small world.
Yeah. Icky wow. World.
Coming up after 4 o'clock. We're going to have the yes and the no. We've been trying hard to get everybody on yes and no on the ballot propositions. There were 7 of them. This is Proposition 31. It's kind of a weird one because the legislature back in 2020 passed the bill and Gavin Newsom approved it. They would ban the sale of candy and fruit-flavored tobacco products. But the tobacco company spent millions and launched a referendum process against the law, which put it on hold. That's what happens when you can collect signatures fast enough. You can get the courts to kind of say, well, we're going to let the voters decide. So we will have the yes side at 4:05 and the no side right after that, Proposition 31, here on the John and Ken show. Well, there's still a lot of debate over the debate. And this would be John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, who is trying to move on to the United States Senate. His opponent is the Republican nominee, Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz from television. A lot of insiders and the top Democrats are saying he should not have debated. Anyone on his team who agreed to a debate should be fired or never work again. That debate may have tanked his campaign, according to a veteran Democratic campaign strategist.
You see how they think? Try to drill this into your head. All of you who worship politicians, they wanted to cover up Fetterman's stroke. And I've seen Democratic and Republican political consultants say the same thing. They shouldn't have let him debate. In other words, your job is to get the guy elected. Your job is not to be honest with the public. Your job is to hide his stroke and the effects of the stroke. Both sides believe that. So when you hear these speeches and you see these ads, it's all about fooling you. It's all about manipulating you. It's all about dishonesty. They actually think you've got no right to know how much brain damage a candidate has after a major stroke, that it should have been covered up, that it was political malpractice is the term I heard, political malpractice to let Fetterman debate in public.
What we might be looking at is the old case of it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. People might be able to say, all right, well, apparently there are 2 U.S. Democratic senators currently serving who have recovered from strokes. But maybe the voters feel like, wow, you hid this guy for so long, we didn't really understand, you know, what position he's in. One strategist says they should have had him do more events early on so people could see and then learn 6 months later, because he had the stroke in May, that he has come somewhat down the road. But to keep him from the public for so long, and now there's their first long look at him, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. All right. So
I had no idea it was this bad.
What else are they covering up? They won't release medical records. And somebody pointed out today, well, maybe he's had a second stroke. How do we know? Why are they covering up the records? There must be something bad. The same way they didn't want him to debate, they don't want to release the records, it means there's something damaging there. It means you have a dishonest campaign. Put aside all his wacky ideas. He actually wanted to release one-third of all the prisoners in Pennsylvania prisons. Now, you think that idea would be enough.
Yeah.
But clearly this is a campaign of lies and misdirection. And by the way, Oz is no prize either. He's a complete nutbag. There's no endorsement of that daytime kook. I looked up a list of the kind of crap that he was pushing on his TV show. Like raspberry ketones to lose weight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ketones give raspberry their color, and if you ingest enough raspberry ketones, then you'll start dropping pounds. That was just one example. There were about 10 of them.
Yeah.
So he just sold himself out to every like crackpot new age ripoff idea. I don't know. You think there'd be better choices than those two, but I guess not.
Apparently, Chuck Schumer got caught on a hot mic today talking to Biden on the tarmac. Biden made a trip to New York City today. It looks like the debate didn't hurt us too much in Pennsylvania as of today, so that's good. They were mumbling back and forth about these key Senate races.
Well,
we were just talking about Garcetti. It's key to Garcetti that at least the Democrats retain that slim control.
Well, Fetterman only had a one-point lead on average, so I don't know what we didn't get hurt too much. You only had a point to spare.
Yeah, you would think at least several points worth of people would say, and that's what I just mentioned. It's not so much he had the stroke, it's just this cover-up. We weren't really able to get a real look at the candidate until now, and they may resent that you did that.
I was listening to the audio of a Fox News show where they were talking to six voters. It was their own little focus group. I think it was six. And they had three undecideds in there. After seeing the debate, what'd you think? And all three of them were thumbs down on Fetterman because of the stroke. They thought he can't function all that well. And they were in the middle on him.
Right.
And, that's just three people. But, if that's an indication, because he has a very thin margin of support here. And I can't, the people who were supporting him were people who just want, they want the guy who's going to release a third of the prisoners out of prison. It's those people. So it doesn't matter if Fetterman doesn't have a head. They're still going to vote for him.
Doesn't have a head.
Right.
There's several Senate races that are pretty close, including Nevada and Georgia. We have apparently Schumer mumbled, the state where we're going down, though, is Georgia. It's hard to believe they'll go for Herschel Walker. Yeah. But I guess the polling there is not good for...
Schumer said we're going downhill. We're
Warnock.
In danger.
Yeah.
But...
And Nevada has a Democratic incumbent that's in trouble against a Republican challenger. So those are three states and three seats that they could lose. And that's why they're getting pretty nervous about all this. Yeah. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
So the mountain lion was tranquilized once. It got away. Then it ran up in a tree. It was tranquilized again. And apparently it jumped out of the tree. And now it's still roaming around.
Wow, two shots.
Yes.
They didn't have enough tranquilizer in their mixture there.
This is a very, very determined mountain lion.
Male or female? We don't know yet, huh?
Don't know yet.
And it's on the loose at the Brentwood Country
Club. Is it big? Have we got the size idea of it? Or
let me see if I can find out.
Is there a photo or some video to see?
Well, it's been on shot. TV, but I don't have it. Let's see.
Oh, good. It'll still be there when John comes home tonight to jump out at him.
That'll be my luck. I'll step out of my car. A mountain lion.
That would be great.
Will jump me.
This is in the Brentwood area of L.A., the west side there, and this mountain lion was spotted hours ago, and they've been trying to track it and tranquilize it.
Doesn't appear to be wearing a tracking collar, so it's not one of the dozens that are being tracked.
Oh, look at
by
that. It's an unknown.
They have a school across the street, and there's usually a long line of school buses, and it's definitely the road I take home from the bagel shop. And now they're dropping off or picking up the kids a block away. Like they won't.
Oh, right. Apparently the school was in lockdown originally.
Yeah.
Because this happened at about 11 this morning. They spotted this mountain lion, so they locked down the schools out of an abundance of caution.
And residents are being asked to stay indoors.
That's right. Hunker down.
There you go.
Go to John's bunker.
That's right.
There's a use for my bunker.
Yeah, to hide from a mountain lion. They're probably more scared of you than you are of them.
No. I'm more scared of him.
But if you're a tiny dog or a tiny person like Deborah Mark, it's different.
I'd think be afraid.
That's prey.
Yeah. Wow. I'd be very nervous if I was walking my two little dogs and a mountain lion approached us.
Oh, yeah. You're a mini bite. I mean,
I'd freak.
All right. We'll continue with the saga of the mountain lion on the loose on the west side. And let's see if they can ever get it and take it somewhere safe. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're trying to go through the ballot propositions with the yes and the no sides. And, well, we've succeeded to have a yes and a no. It's not one of the more glamorous ballot measures. Proposition 31 about banning flavored tobacco products.
So a yes vote
affirms the decision by the legislature, doesn't it? I think so.
That's a good question.
We don't even know.
No.
Did we recommend something on the
We ballot? Did, yes.
What did we recommend?
A yes vote approves the law enacted by the state legislature in 2020 to prohibit the retail sale of certain flavored tobacco products. So a no vote is what we recommended.
All right. So a yes vote is for the
yes
ban.
Yes vote is in favor of the ban, correct.
A no vote is against the ban.
That's correct.
Okay, good. I'm voting no.
That's what our voter guide has.
Well, I'm just confirming the vote. I got a little confused in the last few minutes.
I hope you vote the same as our voter guide. That would defeat the purpose.
Oh, I take it with me.
Yes, a no vote rejects the law and prevents it from taking effect.
Right.
So you're right. It is a little tricky because you would think, oh, I'm voting yes for repealing the ban, but no. That's because the tobacco companies put this on the ballot. That's why it could be a bit confusing. And you think if they did that, they'd want you to vote to overturn the ban by voting yes, but it's actually a vote no.
So you want to overturn the ban, but no. It's really common.
That's right. You want to affirm what the legislature did in 2020.
Now I think I'm going to skip it.
Skip what?
The voting on that. I'm confused.
No, vote no. Okay. We've put it together for you now. Oh, my God. All right, well, we were just talking about politics in Washington, D.C. We thought you'd enjoy this. Less than a week, I think, after she gushed about electric school buses when talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, Vice President Kamala Harris appeared yesterday in Seattle and went off on school buses again. Here's part of what she said.
So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up. It's part of, a nostalgia and a memory of the excitement and joy of going to school, to be with your favorite teacher, to be with your best friends, and to learn. The school bus takes us there. And in America today, 25
yes.
million children a day go to school on the yellow school bus.
Really?
25 million children a day.
Uh-huh.
And
that's fascinating.
Today, 95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel.
Oh, no.
Which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn. So when I think about what the experience should be for our children of going to school on the school bus, I think about the fact that it should be about maximizing that experience for them, understanding that this bus symbolizes so much about our collective investment in our future.
These are the electric school buses she was posing with. It doesn't say she was talking to children. It sounds like she is talking to children. I think it was just a group of reporters and other people. This is at Lumen Field in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think there's any children here.
The school bus takes us there.
Let's point out the most important thing. This is what she's reduced to. Standing in front of yellow school buses and making speeches about electric school buses. She makes it sound like you rode to school on the diesel school bus and it damaged your brain.
Right. We're all brain damaged. You know, I'm watching the video of her, and she's really animated. Big smile. She's gesturing with her hands.
Oh, she's very excited.
She looks really excited. Like she just won a prize. I mean, oh, man.
Right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about...
It's one of those uneasy moments where... People keep comparing her to the Julia Louis-Dreyfus character on the HBO comedy Veep.
I never saw that.
I did. I watched all whatever seasons of it. It's amusing. It's incredibly sarcastic, fast-talking, fast-paced show, but it basically is all about the embarrassment of being a vice president. And everybody around her was kind of goofy and foolish, and she made goofy and foolish choices and said goofy and foolish things. And
now, this is her second school bus speech. In a month, right?
Yeah, we played one just last week, right?
Yeah, it was real recently.
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about?
One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I really
well,
do. We're manufacturing them in our country. I've been to the manufacturing plants. I've been on these electric school buses. And think about it. Aside from the pandemic, on a daily basis, 25 million children in our country every day go to school on those diesel-fueled school
buses. Same. All right. Well, there she is, gushing about electric school buses.
Wow.
When we come back, it'll be the yes and
Eric,
no sides.
Eric, you think she's stoned?
On Prop 31.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's stoned, too. Deborah, do you think she's stoned?
I take the fifth.
Maybe she inhaled the diesel.
My friends talk that slow when they're stoned.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking she's nervous to do public speaking, and so she does a big hit right before she has to go to the podium, because that's just a strange delivery she's got.
Yes and no on Prop 31. Also, another keyword coming, your chance to win some inflation bonus cash. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.